Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute, and we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
Praise be unto God. I'm so happy to be able to stand in front of you this morning. God has lit my heart up with this message today. Hallelujah. It is my desire that as the Lord anoints me to bring forth this word, that it just leads you into the throne room. That it takes you to a place that you understand that God had you in His hand, and that nothing can take you out of His hand, nothing but you. You can take yourself outside of God's hand. Amen. I'm going to be reading from 1 Kings 18 and 41. Normally that would be on the screen, but not today. Hallelujah. 1 Kings 18:41. And when you have found that, if you don't mind standing to honor the reading of God's word. Praise the Lord. I feel like you had the Catholic Church, guys. I'll make you stand up, sit down, stand up, sit down. Hallelujah. 1 Kings 18:41 says, "And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went to the top of Carmel. He cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees, and he said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, saying to Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, for the rain, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heavens was black and with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel." Would you stretch your hands this way and pray for me this morning? My most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, I come before your throne today, dear God, seeking your divine leading. Seeking your unction, your anointing, dear God, to be upon me as I bring forth the word today. Help me, dear God, to bring this word forward in a way that would glorify you, that would lift up your name in all the heavens, and let all the earth, dear God, understand the glory of God. Help me today, dear God, as I bring forth this word. Let it go forth unto all the media outlets, dear Lord. Let it go forth into this house, dear God. Let every ear that hears this word, dear God, let their souls be blessed and nourished and uplifted by this word today, dear God, and let lives be changed in the blessed and holy and righteous name of Jesus. And everybody say it.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. You can be seated. Glory to God. You know, there's and we'll read about the story of Moses. When Moses is cast out of Egypt before he finds out who he is, before he discovers the realities of who he is. He knows who he is at this point, but he goes through the desert. And he goes through in a way in such that when we finally pick up with him again, he's nearly dead because of exposure and lack of water. He's going through dry places. And in the studies that I've done over the years, I've come to find out that God put Moses through that desert for a purpose. God put Moses through that desert because God had a plan for Moses' life. God had a huge ministry that he was planning to give to Moses. And Moses needed to be prepared for that. But Moses had spent all his life as an Egyptian. And God needed to purge all those things from Moses' life so that he could make him a brand new when he came into the mountain where God was. That's the reason that Moses had to go through those dry places. And I've come to learn that a lot of times the Lord, when he's preparing us for something bigger, on an individual basis, when he's preparing us for something bigger, we will tend to go through those dry places. And at the time that we're going through those places, we don't understand what's happening. We start saying, God, why me? God, why am I suffering like this? God, what have I done? I thought I was being good. I thought I was serving you well. I thought that I was being the best servant, dear God. Why am I being punished? I got something to tell you, saints. Everything you go through that's not great, everything you go through that's bad, everything that you go through that makes you suffer is not necessarily punishment. God's got a punishment for those that turn against him. God's got a punishment for those who don't serve him. But that punishment is not now. That punishment is at eternity. That punishment is in hell. God don't punish you now. If you're going through dry places now, if you're going through a hard and difficult time right now, it's because God is purging you of some things you don't need in your life. So that you could get to the point where God's got a blessing, a promise waiting for you. Amen? So when you start going through dry places, don't start thinking of it as God's punishing you, because that's not what's going on. Most of the time. Well, no. In all seriousness, sometimes we go through those dry places and it's our fault. We go through those dry places because we're not being the best servant of God that we can be. We go through those dry places because we're allowing sin. Oh, help me, Lord. We're allowing sin and claiming it's okay, and we're going to keep going right on sinning and expecting God to bless us. If you want to have the blessings of God, you don't want to come before him with an offering plate full of sin. If you want the blessings of God, you want to come to him with an offering plate full of the very best you have. You want to come to him with an offering plate full of your complete yielding to his spirit, of your complete yielding to his word, of your complete yielding to his will. Yes. Sometimes, yeah, we go through dry places of our own making, and that is not a blessing. Let me make it clear. Christians go through times of dry places of their own making. But when you're living the best, when you're doing the things of God, when you're serving God and following his word to the best of your ability, and you start going through difficult times and difficult trials, usually it's God saying, I'm getting you ready for a blessing. Come on now. Amen. Look what happened to Moses at the end of that trial. He became the man. He was the prophet of God. God spoke to him and he spoke to the people. God gave Moses leadership over an entire nation. and led his people out of 400 years of captivity. And led them to the promised land. A land flowing with milk and honey. Come on, somebody. Moses was the leader of his people that brought them out of slavery, out of captivity, and brought them to the land of freedom and blessing and glory of God and victory over their enemies. They were. Hallelujah. But Moses was God's man, and God put him through that time of purging, going through those dry places. Now, Israel, at the time of the reading of the scripture I just read to you, they were going through a time of drought. They were going through dry places. Now, they were going through dry places because of workings of their own hand. But then Elijah spoke up and he said, all right, if you're going to be this way, if you're not going to serve God, it ain't going to rain until I tell it to. And Israel went through an entire 3.5 years of dry places. Now, I want you to understand, they were going through a time of dryness of their own hand, but watch what happens. At the end of this 3.5 years, God sends Elijah to Mount Carmel to meet up with Ahab and all the prophets of Baal, because the prophets of Baal were the reason that the children of Israel had turned their backs on God in the first place. And he sent him to meet up with the prophets of Baal because he sent him there with a purpose. He sent him there with a mission. He sent him there with a ministry. Amen. And that ministry was to turn the hearts of the people back to God. And he offered that challenge of the sacrifice, the burnt offering. And we know the story, but I'm going to try to go through it as quickly as I can because I got other places to go. That Elijah said, all right, we're going to find out which God's God. He said, y'all go build an altar. You can put your wood on it, and you go put your sacrifice on it. And if Baal strikes fire to it and burns it, we're going to call Baal God. But then I'm going to set up my altar and my sacrifice and my wood, and if God sets fire to mine, we're going to call him God. The prophets of Baal set up their altar. They killed the bullock. They put it on the altar. And the prophets of Baal were notorious for faking a fire from Baal. For fooling the people into thinking that Baal had set fire to their sacrifice. But Elijah was right there to watch them and make sure they couldn't do it. And they sat there and they prayed and they prayed and they prayed and they prayed. And they got hour after hour went by and they were praying to Baal to get him to start a fire. You know, Baal, he didn't have the power to start that fire. You want to know why? Because Baal wasn't real. They were serving a fake God that was made up. Yes. And I like Elijah. He said, hey, what's wrong with y'all? Something wrong with Baal? Is he old and asleep? Oh, no, I know what it is. He's took a long trip, and he's gone somewhere on vacation, and he can't hear you. Something wrong with y'all? Y'all ain't praying loud enough for Baal to hear y'all? Oh, it made them mad. They started taking sharp stones and broken shards of pottery and cutting themselves and sacrificing their flesh to Baal to get him to hear them. What were they doing? They already knew Baal wasn't real because they had to fake their own fire to sacrifice. And it didn't happen. And after several more hours, Elijah said, all right, I'm done with y'all. It's time for me to do it. He goes and sets up his altar. He sets up his fire. He kills the bullock and puts it on there. And he says, wait a minute. He goes and digs a ditch. Not just a ditch, but a trench. All the way around his altar. Deep one. And he says, all right, we're going to fix y'all real good. I'm going to show you something. Y'all go bring me 4 barrels of water. They brought him 4 barrels of water. And he poured it on the sacrifice. On the altar. He said, go do it again. They brought it again. He did it again. Then he said, go do it again. They did it again. They brought it again. He poured it again. So much so that he filled up the ditch all the way around that altar. And when he did that, he said, all right, I'm getting ready to show you who's God. And he prayed a 63-word prayer, a simple prayer. He didn't launch into those 4 and 5 and 6 hours worth of prayer that the prophets of Baal did. He didn't have to start cutting himself. All he did was say, God, show him who you are. Basically, that's what he did. And then fire fell from heaven and hit that sacrifice. It burned up the sacrifice. It burned up the wood. It burned up the rocks. And better than that, it burned up the ashes that the fire had created.
And even better than that, God burned up the water. Come on now. I challenge any of you to burn some water. Amen? But God's fire burnt the water. And that's when he said, all right, y'all, whose God is God? And all the children of Israel said, your God is God. We're going to serve the God of Elijah. We're going to serve him. Amen? And Elijah had all the prophets of Baal killed. And then God sent him on to another ministry. Brother Mac, why'd you go there? Why'd you do that? Because Israel had been shut up in dry places. They had been 3.5 years without, so much so that they were starving. You don't grow food with no water in the air, in the ground. Israel was starving. A drought and a famine had hit the land. But something needed to happen. Now these folks they were living in a drought of their own creation. But they were going through a dry place because they were being purged too. And when it all came to an end, Elijah took Ahab and his servant and went up on Mount Carmel. And Elijah said, I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. Have you ever walked out of the house on a summer night and sniffed and smelled and said, it's getting ready to rain?
That's right.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Elijah said, I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. Everybody looked around. Where are you hearing it from? There ain't a cloud in the sky. Not none. And Elijah said to his servant, he said, go up on that mountain. And Elijah's servant climbed up to the top of the mountain and looked out towards the sea and see nothing. And when he came down, Elijah fell down on his knees and put his face between his knees on the ground and said, go back up 7 times. And his servant went back up 7 times. Each time he went up, he came back down. There ain't nothing up there, Elijah. Master, there ain't nothing up there. And on the 7th time he went up there and he looked on as far back as he could see over the horizon of the sea. And there was a tiny cloud, like a man's hand coming up over that water. Now, to me and you, does that sound like a storm getting ready to hit? But that servant came down and said, Elijah, there's a little tiny cloud like a man's hand coming up over the sea. And then Elijah turned to Ahab. He said, Ahab, you better eat and drink and get yourself to Jezreel. Because if you don't, you'll get caught in this storm. And I believe at that point that Ahab said, okay. Because when that man spoke, when Elijah spoke, you had to listen to what he said. Because a whole lot of times God's hand moved at the word of Elijah. And it wasn't that Elijah spoke and God obeyed. It was that God said, I'm fixing to do this, tell him. And when Elijah listened to God and spoke what God said to tell him, it happened.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
And all of Israel had walked back in, because when it came a rain that time, the clouds filled the sky, dark clouds filled the sky, and rain, an abundance of rain. Y'all know what abundance is? An abundance is not just a lot. Abundance is all you need and a whole lot more. That's an abundance. That's when Jesus said, the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but I have come that you might have life, and life more abundantly. Amen? Hallelujah. He didn't say just life, that you can live through the storms, you can live through the trials. He said, no, I want you to have life abundantly. That means life blessed while you're here. And an abundant life in eternity in heaven when you get there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We'll see. God had sent Elijah to start a new ministry. And that ministry was to bring the children of Israel back into favor with God. And when he did that, all of Israel had to go through all those dry places first at the beginning of that. Hallelujah. Now, saints, I'm going to tell you, since about November, we've been experiencing some dry places. We've been experiencing some dry, I have never in all my years, and I have been serving God for 40 years, and I have never seen The enemy attack a church so hard as he's been coming against the Haven of Hope Church. And it started about the time our street ministry started getting to the point that we were reaching and ministering to folks outside the four walls. Oh, it's all right. You can clap your hands with that, saints of God. It's all right because we're obeying the Lord when we're going to reach it outside the four walls. It's all right. We are a Pentecostal church. Ain't nobody going to escort you out the door for clapping. Amen?
Amen.
And on top of that, I meant to say this before service, but I got to ask you a question. I love you. Why do you come to church? Good job. Do you come to church to see what everybody else is wearing? Do you come to church just to see everybody else? You come to church because you want everybody else to see you come to church and say you're a Christian? You come to church for what? To serve the Lord. How do you serve the Lord? By sitting back, not offering anything or putting anything into the worship, into the praise? I told you I loved you first, didn't I? Are you tired of dry, weak services? That's right, Sister Tammy. You got to be fed. But you ain't going to be fed if you don't walk up to the table. Coming to church is not walking up to the table. Coming to church is coming to the house where the kitchen is. Walking to the table is the praise that's going up to the Lord. Walking to the table is the worship. Walking to the table is singing along, standing to your feet, and glorifying God when the praise team is up here doing everything they can to get you started. Saints of God, we've been going through dry places. And God wants us to understand why. We've done it. But God sent me here to tell you something today. Last week, on Tuesday night, during the prayer meeting, the Lord spoke to me and I spoke to you. And he said, there's a sound of an abundance of rain coming. And I'm here to plead with you today. Just like Elijah went before the prophets of Baal and all of Israel, I'm trying to tell you, that phone is not your God. Social media is not your God. The people you come and sit with on the pew is not your God. Your pastor and your praise team is not your God. You come together to worship corporately so that we can... Do you know what it's like to worship by yourself? Yes, it's a grand time sometimes worshiping by yourself. But when you get together with a big old crowd of people and you start praising God, it gets some kind of happy around here, don't it? Well, Pastor, you promoting emotionalism? Let me ask you a question. How many of you can think about the fact that Jesus Christ came to this earth, went through all the suffering and the agony that he went through, dying on the cross and the torture he went through before that, just to wash away your sin and to write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life? How many of you can think about that and not get emotional? Did you know that worship in itself is an emotional response to God? Yes. Worship has come to mean in the church the music service. That's not what worship is. Worship is reaching into your heart, thinking about everything that the Lord has saved you from. Thinking about the fact that he has written my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And when it comes time, I'm going to tread on the streets of glory. And I think about that. If you can think about that and not get emotional, something's wrong with your emotions. Something's wrong with your thinker. But there are blessings coming. We're coming out. we're coming out of the dry places. Because he told me to tell you, I feel the sound of an abundance of rain. And not just rain, but an abundance of rain. Come on, somebody. Get with me. Hallelujah. One of the seven compound names of God is Jehovah Jireh. You know what Jehovah Jireh means? The God who is more than enough. When Abraham went, God told Abraham to take his son, his only son Isaac, when God had promised him a nation would come from him, he said, take your only son Isaac to that mountain and sacrifice him to me. Abraham took him. He got up on the mountain with his boy. They had the wood, they had the knife, they had the everything they needed except the sacrifice. And Isaac looks at his daddy and says, Daddy, we got everything we need but the sacrifice. But I don't see the sacrifice. Where's it at? And Abraham said, don't worry, son. God's going to provide his sacrifice. And then when he wrapped up his son and tied him up and laid him on that altar, raised the knife and was just about to kill his son to sacrifice him to God, an angel came and said, whoa, wait a minute. Don't do that. Look over there. And he looked over and he saw the ram caught in the thicket. God provided. And not just enough, but more than enough. Because not only did God provide a sacrifice, but God provided a sacrifice that saved not just his son, but a nation that came from him. Amen? Hallelujah! Somebody's going through dry places. Somebody here, you're going through dry places. On every head bowed, please, if you don't mind, and every eye closed. Brother Mac, I have. I've not experienced communication with the Lord. I've not experienced the joy of the Lord. I've not experienced the blessing of the Lord, the true worship that I have in years past. Saints of God, that's not God's fault. God, the same God he was when you was worshiping back then. Either there's something in your life stopping you, or you just ain't reaching out hard enough. Because God is right where he used to be. And he ain't changed a bit. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changeth not. But you're going through dry places. I just want you to lift your hand and show me. Let me see. One, two, three, four. Anybody else? You're going through dry places. Five. Six. Oh my. Seven. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you raised your hand, I ain't going to force you. I ain't going to call you out. But if you raised your hand, God said, come down here and worship me. Just come down here to this altar and pour your heart out to me. Let me show you what you've been missing. Come down here and worship. Now, I'm talking about worship. Start telling him how much you love him. Start telling him how great he is. Start worshiping him. Start glorifying him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, move on their behalf today. Worship him from the depths of your being right now. Don't worry about what somebody else might think about you lifting your hands. Don't worry about what somebody else might think about you saying glory to God. Don't worry about what somebody else might think about you shouting out loud, hallelujah. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Glory to your name, dear God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Glory unto your name, dear God. Hallelujah. Worship him today, saints.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. A Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kids Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night. Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m. and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m. or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, Hope for the Hopeless in a Hopeless World. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.